Welcome to the B Show.
The B Show.
The B Show.
A wrestling podcast.
Oh, man, another edition of the B Show. My friends, we are here. Of course, it is, it's a good week. We just sit here and make fun of each other before we come on and crack the mic. And apparently, a couple weeks ago when I edited, I must have uploaded the wrong file. So you heard us just talking, and then all of a sudden the show starts. There was nothing there. Oops.
A little insight to the minds of the three of us.
I thought it was part of the podcast. I thought that that's what you were trying to do.
Can you do me a favor? Can you take the microphone and slide it to the side so I can actually see your face?
Follow it, dude.
What's wrong with you?
Maybe I don't want to look into your eyes,
man. Do we have to give
eyes,
you a
man?
Special microphone now? Is that?
Yeah, I want one where I can just hold and I can walk around the room and talk to you guys.
Something else we got to put a wireless in here for him.
Yeah.
Please.
Headset. He seems like a headset kind of guy.
Oh, totally. Over the top of the dome.
If you were a drummer, you would definitely be the drummer that had the wireless headset microphone.
No, he would be the dude from Def Leppard. He'd be Rick with the behind and up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Behind the ears.
Hook up the ear. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, man.
And you got two arms.
No. Thankfully, yes, that is true.
Oh, and you have a very pretty colored shirt on today.
I'm popping the pink, man. Popping the pink.
You are. Do you know pink is not in anymore for guys?
This is coming from you, so I really don't trust
that. You're right. I wouldn't trust that either. But yeah. I used to wear pink. You know when I wore pink? I was like 25.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 37 now. What's that tell you?
It tells me that you really aren't outside the office that often.
No, but see, I don't need to be.
All right, if I walked in here with a white shirt, button-up shirt, with a tie every day, it would be boring as hell.
No, you, listen.
And you guys wouldn't comment and talk to me about this.
Because
Dixon,
your woman picks out your clothes. Hey, you don't pick out your clothes.
Did she lay your clothes out for you?
Yeah, every night. She puts it out, puts them on the hook, puts the socks over it, lays it out.
Can I send my wife over to class?
Yeah. She's just like, do you have any big meetings tomorrow? I'll be like, yeah.
Does she pick out your underwear, too?
Underwear she does not pick out. But who's saying I'm wearing underwear?
Oh, that makes it creepier a couple weeks ago when you were on my lap.
Yep, it did. It did.
It's the summer months. It's getting there. It's hot.
You need more powder. That's what it is.
Yeah, a little bit more.
More powder. They make it spray now, too.
Wait, Gold Bond.
I have not powdered anything since I was like probably 24,
Gold
25.
Bond, bro. You don't need to powder anymore.
Dude.
You spray it on
there. Nah, man. Yeah. I take care of business in other ways that I don't need a powder.
You're not fat like I am.
I guess only fat people use the powders?
And then chicks use it between their boobs, I've seen, under boob, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeps you dry, bro.
Keeps you dry.
You got to keep your junk,
I don't have wet junk.
Bitch, man. If you ever been to a concert for all day and we've been running around?
You talk about a 16-hour day of setting up a stage and getting bands in place.
I need to powder the
boys.
You got to powder the Timbits, baby.
All right, no, done. When I'm hanging out with you guys 16 hours.
We got you, man.
Just give me a
That's why we don't come to your house, bro, because you don't Gold Bond.
Oh, so you guys aren't coming over Sunday to watch? Because I don't powder my balls, you guys aren't going to watch the pay-per-view with me?
I can watch it home.
Well, I know you can watch it home. I mean, of course you can watch it home.
Best I got.
But you can also watch with us. Dixon, you're coming.
Probably not.
Dude.
You know I love you, but I live 40 minutes from you.
This is the extent of our friendship right there.
Nah, dude, I mean, you're right down the street all the time. Whatever, man. Whatever, I'll just text you guys. Hang out by myself. I'm a man.
Never-ending group text from Fancy J.
There he goes again.
Be like, hey, wrestling. As my family upstairs picks on me.
Do you need a hug or something right now?
I'm wearing underwear, so you don't have to worry about it.
Great. All right. Awesome. So check it out. This week, we're going to talk a little Monday Night Raw. And then, apparently last week, you, Dixon, challenged Jay to a draft.
We're going to do our own supplemental draft. I let him have first pick.
Okay.
He can decide whether he's Raw or SmackDown.
All right.
I'm guessing by the shirt, probably Raw, because it's close to red.
It is close to red.
We know he's going to pick The Rock first. So, I mean, we've got everything else laid out.
Wait, is it fantasy draft?
No, this is because it's anybody that you can go to the WWE.com website, click on roster, and anybody that's on that page is eligible for the draft. So The Rock is in there, Rollins is in there, Cena's in there, Orton's in there.
Oh, because he's a current guy.
Yeah.
So here are the rules and stipulations.
All right, what do you got?
Pick what brand you want.
Yep.
Top 10 guys. Tag team counts as two picks.
Okay.
Or three, depending on the tag team or the faction. has to be in the main roster. Injured main roster counts.
Yep.
Basically no NXT and or free agents or anything like right. that you think are coming.
And I'm giving you 10 seconds per pick.
10 seconds per pick, and you can critique after each pick.
Got it. Okay.
Gosh, I am so
nervous. All right. I like it. So let's get into Raw. We had, of course, maybe the beginning of the brand split, I guess, this week. With Stephanie and Shane, but you know, with them spatting back and forth.
I think there may be a third element in this because the dirt sheets pointed it out, and then I went back and rewatched. Anybody else notice that Stephanie didn't have her wedding ring on Monday night? And they made a point to show it. That was the whole reason that they showed that backhanded slap, was so that they could zoom in on the ring hand and the ring's not there.
So what's the third element then?
Hunter, Steph, and Shane.
Yep.
And I think it might end up being Shane and Steph for Raw and SmackDown and keep Hunter off TV for a while to go down and really concentrate on NXT.
So
would make sense.
Why the wedding ring then? Like why?
I think they've got to show the animosity, the fact that Stephanie doesn't believe in Triple H because he lost her world title and her control and blah, blah, blah. And I think it creates like a fun on-air thing and maybe creates a little bit of real life blurring, so to speak, because that was what made the Attitude Era so great is whether you were constantly questioning whether this is real, is this scripted, you know, somebody, you know, shooting right now.
Well, that's what they've gone with the hint of realism in a lot of the programming now.
I'm down for whatever. Whatever they decide to do, brand split it up. I love having good GM, bad GM, just something
matter.
Different than what we've seen.
Well, and I think we've gotten something different with the call-ups from NXT. I love the Vaudevillains finally being on Raw. Obviously, last week I missed chatting about that. But them and Enzo and then the New Day in the ring making fun of kind of both of them. I think that's a perfect play right
there. Dude, I got to be honest. Like, I did not expect all these call-ups to be so consistently on TV and being booked properly. Like, I expected a couple of them would stick and everything would be great like the way it always does. But we're 4 weeks deep now, and everybody's you got Apollo Crews, Baron Corbin, Vaudevillains, Enzo and Big Cass, all on TV, all doing good things, all being shown in a good light. It surprised the hell out of me.
I just don't think they have anything for Apollo Crews right now. That's the way I see it.
I think they're going to do something with Stardust. I think that rub with Dusty last night and him beating him on Raw, I think that could be a program that goes
there's
down.
There's another match on SmackDown that was taped last night, too, between Cruz and Stardust.
And so, I mean, not everybody's going to be upper main card. So, I mean, if he's a mid-card guy,
And if we're comparing year to year, he's just this year's version of Neville, a guy that you're going to throw out there.
Yep.
And if the crowd responds well to him, you push him up the card.
He's
like
not going to screw something up. You know he's going to be all right.
But exactly. What I like, what's a little bit different than Neville, is they're actually giving him the mic. They're giving him some mic time. As small as that is, it's a little bit different than Neville. Neville came in.
Because Neville can't talk.
He can't.
Exactly.
He's got those jacked up British teeth and that weird British Cockney accent.
Well, it's almost like he's talking with a mouthpiece in his mouth all the damn time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just doesn't work.
But I'll tell you, that right now is like a future dream match for me, is Apollo Crews and Neville one-on-one.
Man, it'll be good.
Oh. You should draft him. You should draft him.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, wow.
Sorry, we can't all pick The Rock.
Don't hate, man. Don't hate. You don't know the storyline that I'm bringing.
You know what? Let's see how good you really are then. Let's get The Rock on the program.
On this program?
Because Rock doesn't do a lot of media.
He has never done a podcast. And
when you tour boys, right?
Why won't he do a podcast?
What he told me
is
that he has about 30 people that he is in line that are in a line to do it. Yeah. So he goes, if I do one,
you got to do them all.
It's like Stone Cold, Jim Rock, everybody, you can't say no. So he's just like, I'm staying away from that world right now because he's just filming nonstop, back to back to back.
Right.
That he's just not doing it. But one day.
All right.
I promise one day.
All right.
Next year, Mania, we'll go on the road in Orlando. We'll get him.
God, I hate Orlando.
Yeah, but
I've never been to Orlando.
That's true, yeah.
You know, new Hall of Fame opening.
Well, if it's Mania, then you have a little more access than normal people do because we can get some media access. That'd be nice.
Absolutely.
I got friends.
You got friends?
Yeah, and then I'll take you to the Harry Potter land. Harry Potter land. The Harry Potter world. There's like Disney World in Orlando, and then they have like this whole Harry Potter thing.
We're not friends anymore.
We're not.
Dude, do you think I watch Harry Potter?
We're kicking you out of the podcast.
I don't watch Harry Potter. I don't watch that. I'll be...
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
It's like the biggest thing out there. Sorry, manly dudes.
No, I'm not.
I'm in my 40s, dude. I'm not reading Harry Potter books and getting stoked about going to the restaurant and eating.
It's almost
eating
as bad as what was the other one with the vampires?
Oh, Twilight? Twilight. He's definitely a Twilight guy. You can tell
guy?
By looking at him.
Never read Twilight. You know what the funny thing is? Like, these listeners have, I can only imagine what their mental picture of me is week from week. Because now I'm Twilight. Before, yeah. I was L.A. Mark. And then I'm trying to hump the rock. And then I'm sitting on Dixon's lap. Now right. I don't powder my balls.
They're all pieces of the same puzzle, Jay.
Yeah. No,
We're
I do not.
We're just painting the picture for you, bro.
I don't like any of that.
We're painting the picture.
You brought it up.
Yeah.
No, my wife and kids are huge Potter fans. Me, I've seen the movies, but I've never read a book.
I like the Hobbit series much better.
No, nah, dude. I'm more into the Fast and the Furious series.
Are you a Gandalf guy?
Is that Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Sure, why not?
You say Too Fast, Too Furious, you're more into that?
The Fast and the
that
Furious.
Doesn't surprise me either.
I don't like those either.
Beep-beep-beep done.
I'm more of a Tarantino guy.
All right. Interesting.
I don't believe it.
It's kind of gone a weird kind of way. Anyway, yeah. Getting back to Monday
you
Night Raw.
You know what? If you come over, come over, I'll show you the DVDs.
I'll show you my Pulp Fiction.
I'll show you my
DVD.
Movies.
I'll show you the one.
I own the movies. I don't think I've ever watched it.
You've owned Pulp Fiction? You've never seen it?
No, I don't know. I'm just kidding. My wife might own it. I don't know. It could be in the DVD rack. I've never actually watched it.
Yeah, we'll spend some time getting into it.
I've never watched that movie from front to back.
We'll spend some time
getting into it. I've watched pieces of it.
It's long, man. It's definitely... You're giving up an entire...
I'm not a Tarantino fan anyway, but I like Travolta and Samuel L., so...
Dude, that movie's a classic.
Yeah, I know it is, but I mean, I've never watched it from front to back. I've watched pieces of it. That's about it.
You should watch it.
You know what else is a classic? Spaceballs. Classic.
Absolutely. Love Spaceballs.
I'm out on that one.
You don't like Spaceballs?
No.
Have you ever seen Spaceballs?
Use the Schwartz Dixon.
I've seen it. I mean, I just... and this might be blasphemous, not a big Star Wars guy. I like The Empire Strikes Back as a standalone movie. Yeah, I think, you know, it's one of those things with Star Wars where it got super convoluted. You know, like the first one was decent. Empire was the opus. The third one was a Muppet movie, and then there was the three that went back to the beginning, and then you got Jar Jar Binks and fake Boba
Fett. Those first three don't count.
No, and then I haven't seen The Force Awakens yet because I'm just fried badass. On it. I'm fried it on it. You know what I mean? Like,
nah, Force Awakens was pretty good because it was very similar to 4, 5, and 6. So if you like those three,
I only liked Empire, really.
Then you're gonna.
I'll be honest with you. I really liked the new one.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I'll go watch it.
I got it on DVD. I'll let you borrow it.
Thanks, buddy.
Or sure. We could all go over to Smoothies and watch it together. Hang out.
You don't want to come to my house.
No?
Dogs and cats.
You end up with a cat in your sleeve. It scares you. Things get weird.
Yeah.
Your Christmas
it
party.
It did happen. That's right.
What the?
It did happen. That's right. So getting back to Raw. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, Raw was it was good. It was, you know, they've been progressively better, like you said, with the new guys coming up and that. And then, so I had to go because now I've become a fan of Enzo and Cass because I like that kind of jabber on the mic. So I had to go watch and back and watch some of their NXT stuff, which I didn't do before. I hope they come with the stuff they were doing at NXT because some of the backstage stuff that they filmed there was pretty good.
I do wish they let her bring Carmella with them.
Yeah, weird. Strange.
She's a good fit at ringside. She's pretty good on the mic. Mm-hmm. And I think it adds an element to them. And hopefully it's something that they add on as time progresses.
Right.
Because without her, I don't feel like the act's complete.
They're absolutely going to bring her up. She is down in NXT doing wrestling right now. So they want to get her where she can be in the ring, brawl, and then they'll bring her up.
Right.
And it helps concentrate on the two guys rather than having the lady walk down.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love.
She's easy on the eyes.
What's that?
She's very easy on the eyes.
Yeah, she's gorgeous, and she fit in perfectly with them. But I think it's nice to see these two get the love they're getting just with them for right now.
I think when they walked out and people knew exactly who they were and what they do, and you know that speaks volumes for how NXT is working. You know what I mean?
Well, and they were selling merch like crazy at NXT too, which is a big reason they got the call up.
Right, I'm sure they're selling a ton more now. Certified G.
Well, wait till you see the new How You Doing shirts.
Oh, yeah? How you doing?
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious. It's just me.
I'll buy you one.
You'll buy me one?
I do. I dig the act a lot. I just, my biggest issue is, like, I don't think that they're giving Colin Cassidy, Big Cass, enough in-ring time when they are on TV.
No,
because that dude is devastatingly good.
That last match that, who did they wrestle on Raw? Wasn't this week, it was last week.
Oh, who was it? For the when they went on in the tournament.
Was it not the Usos? It was
no, it was the Dudleys when they went clean on the Dudleys.
But yeah, they do. They definitely need to give him, you know, some
because he's a legit 6'10". He and Luke Harper are roughly the same height, mm-hmm. build, size. Cass obviously has a little bit more like gym time on him, where Brody's a little bit more of a boxer, works on his cardio, isn't mm-hmm. quite as thick. But he's another dude that is a giant guy that can do a lot of things that a dude that size shouldn't be able to do.
Right.
Gifted athletic.
Do you think they're playing safe with him, a la Roman in the Shield? Big guy, you know, come in big spots, high energy, crowd's excited when he comes in, kicks some ass, 1-2-3 type of thing. I mean, can he do more than that?
Absolutely.
In your opinion?
Oh, absolutely. When he was just Colin Cassidy down in NXT before the tag team came together, man, he wrestled in a lot of ways the way Claudio or Cesaro did when he was still Claudio Castagnoli, where he was doing the big man spots, but he could also do some flying. Mm-hmm. He could do some super athletic, like not flippy spot monkey stuff, but stuff that an average size guy would pull off.
Sweet. I hope maybe they'll bring that out when, you know, if they are going against for the belts, going, you know, when they get into the main roster, saving it.
No, tag team wrestling is definitely looking good right now in WWE, there's no doubt. Getting on to some of the stuff we're probably going to see at Payback, Miz, and you know what I mean? I like
Cesaro.
What those guys are doing right now.
Wait, can I just say, Miz is the best on the mic right now?
Second best.
Who's the best?
Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Not enough mic time. For somebody who's given 10 minutes every week, 10, 15 minutes, and having basically an entire storyline match based on what he says in a ring, I mean, I'm not the biggest Miz fan, but, I mean, he just,
well, we talked
hilarious.
About it a couple weeks ago. Yeah. He's consistent. He's a fantastic heel.
Mm-hmm.
For a dude that didn't come from the wrestling world to jump in and have the longevity that he's had there, speaks volumes about the dude's work ethic.
And it's added a whole nother level to his character and his shtick with his woman by his side. She plays off well with him. It's fun to watch.
Maryse back in the day was one of the better divas on the mic to begin with.
Yeah, she really was. Yeah, no, I mean, she wasn't the best worker in the world, but she did what she had to do.
No, and I don't think she's there to actually be a wrestler. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If you have a few girls like her, like Lana, like even Carmella, where they become valets or managers again.
Old school, baby.
Those valets, women, men, your managers, they need to bring that back. And it seems to be that they're going back to a lot of the older school booking, wrestling, what you'd see on weekly television back in the 80s and 90s. So hopefully they keep going in that direction.
So real quick before we get into the draft, Payback, this is what it looks like. Dolph and Corbin going to probably start the day off.
Should be a good match.
Oh, no. Singles. We have a, what do they call before the main event? The
popcorn match.
No. Like the, God damn it, the prelim. You know, the
pre-show.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. Or Kalisto and Ryback.
It's Kalisto and Ryback.
All right, so whatever.
And they're doing it just to piss Ryback off and keep him off the pay-per-view again.
So what did he do?
He went public. He did this interview in Dubai where he publicly stated that he thought he and Kalisto should have been on the main show.
Oh, boy.
And he doesn't understand why they weren't on the main show. And if people in this world aren't going to take notice of him, that he is going to find work outside of this world.
Oh, so he just buried himself.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, good job.
Which sucks, though, for Kalisto, because he's now getting put on
the
pre-show.
Yeah, he's getting paid, though.
He's making more money than he was on the indies.
Yep,
that is true.
So you got Dolph Corbin, which should be a really good match.
Should be really good.
All right, what's your prediction? Real quick.
You got to put Corbin over, or you've got to have some sort of schmoz
finish.
Yeah, because
Dolph is just, it is what it is. He's a jobber now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's your mid-card jobber.
Yep, absolutely.
I think Corbin does something illegal, make him a monster. And Dolph might get the win on technicality, but
if Dolph wins, it'll be by DQ.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You got Kalisto, Ryback. Kalisto keeps the title. Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty around. You got Enzo and Cass, and then the Vaude Villains for the number one contender for the tag titles. I think they're going to push Enzo and Cass, man.
I have a weird feeling that the Vaude Villains are going to get it because they don't want to go face-to-face with New Day and Enzo Cass.
100%. Vaude Villains. Okay. And I think New Day, I think
and
Dudley's
I dig that
come
act
out
too.
Yeah, I think Dudley's come out, cost Enzo Cass the chance.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you have that story.
I think the match of the card, Zayn Owens.
Oh yeah.
I think they're going to get it.
I think it's too soon, but yeah, I mean.
But I think you keep going back and forth.
Yeah.
I like this, but here's what I don't like. They started that storyline with the video piece the other day. A week before the pay-per-view, that should have been a month ago.
Right.
You know
completely
what I mean?
Agree. But
like, what are you
it
doing?
Was an awesome video package.
No, it's a great video package. I don't think anybody would have noticed that about those two guys. You know what I mean? Like all the backstory.
Well, the other thing that's kind of a bummer is the fact that WWE won't recognize the fact that they were a huge tag team in Ring of Honor for years because Sami Zayn was El Generico.
Yeah.
And it was Steen Errico.
Right.
That part, I think, needs to be part of the story, but mm-hmm. they don't have the video footage and can't get the video footage, so I understand why.
Right.
Same token, though, you run still photos that Bill Apter had from PWI. I think you just use those pictures, and you don't necessarily need
yeah,
a
no,
video
you
element.
Video package.
Did they have pictures. Did no one's in that package wear a PWG shirt? And when he's standing next to...
Oh, they're in the stadium?
I'm yeah, talking stadium. PWI, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, the kayfabe magazines.
But he was wearing... Yeah, well... Segue into PWG, which is
Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
Yeah, yeah, which is cool that they're that's the
West Coast indie that the Young Bucks are exclusive to outside of Ring of Honor.
Right there in LA, yeah. So that's cool that they're acknowledging and allowing that stuff to be in there so that there's a history that you're seeing, not just NXT.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
You're looking at Charlotte with Flair, Natty with Brett.
Wait, real quick.
Yeah.
Zayn Owens, who you got?
Oh, I'm going to go. I mean, Zayn, I think they're going to keep him winning and just pissing off Owens more.
I think it ends complete schmoz style, double DQ, pull apart, double count out, brawl to the back. Yeah. They've got to keep it going. And for this feud to work, it has to last all the way to SummerSlam, if not Royal Rumble.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Damn, definitely. I hate agreeing with Dixon, but Zayn hasn't won anything, really. I mean, right. He keeps losing every
week. They're playing him up in the role that Daniel Bryan had, which was the underdog role. Where anything could happen at any time, which
but
is
why.
But
the difference is, he's a big dude. He's not a little guy. You know, he's not
as big as you think he is.
But he's bigger than.
He's tall.
Yeah.
He's taller.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. When I say big dude, I mean he's tall.
I think they're going to make Owens look like a monster, and do a bunch of illegal stuff, get DQ'd, beat the shit out of him, and then you have to see Zayn come back from it.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Charlotte with Flair, Natty with Brett. I definitely see Flair and Brett getting into it, doing something.
Brett doesn't even want to be there, man. There was an interview that popped yesterday where he was just like, I'm going because I respect my niece.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly
need to be
said.
On their TV. I don't want to be on their TV. And if this helps her get her place back in WWE, I'll do it. So it's just like, oh, man, sour grapes, Brett's back.
Well, if anybody can find it, listen to the interview, his review of WrestleMania.
Oh, my God.
He tore it apart.
Oh, my God. God, did he tear it apart.
Yeah.
So he's not a big fan right now of what's happening.
But I think
so it'll be
up until WrestleMania, none of us were.
No, I hated it.
No.
We all hated it. But ever since they brought the call-ups from NXT, which is the right thing to do, it's made the product better because
it's fresher.
It's fresh. We're not seeing all the same boring ass. You know
what I mean? Raw doesn't seem like it drags for 3 hours anymore.
Right.
I didn't mind watching the last 45 minutes in real time the other night because I got ahead of my DVR.
Yeah.
But how much is Brett... watching the last three weeks or four weeks. So it'll be interesting. All right, does he, because he just got out of the whole surgery thing for his cancer, does he smack down Flair? You think he gets one punch in?
I think they'll definitely do something.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if this led to more with the two down the road.
I hate saying it's going to be a DQ, but Natty can't win. She's not going to win the belt.
Well, who's the next obvious contender? So it's got to go at least one more pay-per-view with Flair and Hart.
Sasha and Charlotte are going to be SummerSlam. So they're waiting for that. So it's got to be. And there's
don't
a pay-per-view
forget,
with three.
Bayley's going to be in the mix, too.
Yep. They're going to bring her up. Here, dude, she's in the next wave.
Yeah.
You can't hold her back.
But I think that's going to come after SummerSlam. But there's another pay-per-view in 3 weeks, so that's why I feel like this. A lot of these matches are going to lead into, 3 weeks from now.
All right, then you got the I'll call this a throwaway match, just to get Ambrose on TV. Ambrose and Jericho on the pay-per-view.
Ambrose is going over.
Yeah, Jericho's leaving.
Jericho's got Fozzy tour. Always go out on your back.
Yep, it's done. Miz and Cesaro.
I think Miz retains, and you have the baby. Baby's got to chase to get that money.
And then you go Roman and AJ. Here's my thing. There's no doubt in my mind that they're pumping crowd noise as soon as Roman comes out. I mean, listen, not that he's not hated. I get it. But no, like, if you listen to the audio mix, every time he comes out, it's the same type of booze. You don't get the same type of booze in the same arena or different arenas.
I don't dismiss the fact that there's probably some noise pumped in.
Yeah.
But the telling thing for me is they went from the two WrestleMania cities in Texas to Brooklyn to London. All huge audiences where you're going to get those big boos. Connecticut's kind of one of those meh cities you don't expect. It's one of those towns where they kind of do what Vince wants them to do. They cheer the good guys. They boo the bad guys.
Yep.
And for Roman to get the natural boos he did in what's considered like a medium town speaks volumes to the fact that nobody wants him on top.
Yeah. So do you see, obviously, we're going to see Gallows and Anderson come out.
I have a gut feeling on what's going to happen, which is Anderson and Gallows are going to come out. They're going to attempt to interfere for Reigns. They're going to cost AJ the match, and that's when the demon Finn Balor comes from the back.
Yep.
And it's Finn and Anderson and Gallows, and it's like it becomes this AJ-Finn Balor feud, and then Finn's trying to keep AJ from the title that he wants.
Yeah.
And he's going to use his Bullet Club members to do it.
Do you don't see the Usos being any part of this?
No, I think just the fact that they got the beat down week one, mm-hmm. they lost clean this past week and got decimated after that Roman had to handle it, I think the Usos' involvement is over.
Oh, we'll see.
There's a lot of rumors. Everybody's saying the Usos are going to team up with AJ 3 weeks from now, you know, when they at the next pay-per-view, and then you have, you know, because Gallus and Anderson are with Reigns. I don't know, man. I don't see Balor coming up anytime soon. Not saying he... I just don't see it. I think that they're going to run him. I think they want to have him at the next NXT TakeOver for the belt.
Yeah, but I don't think you need him.
I don't think you need him. I don't think you need him. I think if you're going to do anything.
No, I'm saying in NXT, I don't think you need him in NXT anymore. I think he's ready to come up. We all know he's ready to come up.
Oh, he's been ready to come up.
Plus, Itami's ready to come back to take that spot that Baylor had there. Yeah. Plus, you've got Nakamura there. Joe's got the title.
Yeah, that's the thing. I heard Nakamura, they want to bring up first before Balor. I mean, there's so many different directions to go with this, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I just can't see. I think no matter what, my biggest fear of this entire main event is that Vince and the writing staff look at Reigns as the next John Cena. Babyface champ who gets booed wherever he goes, but let's keep the belt on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what direction you go with him, he is going to get booed. If AJ turns bad, turns heel with Gallows and Anderson, everybody's going to cheer them because they're going to take the Bullet Club. If Reigns turns on AJ because he's face right now, then everybody's going to boo Reigns because he's teaming up with those guys. So I just do not see how you can make him.
You're forgetting the biggest factor in all of this, which is dollars and cents and merch sales. The reason Cena kept his spot and they're not making him go heel is because kids and women still buy his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's buying Roman Reigns stuff.
I agree with
you. Dude, he's
not even
not in the top 10.
So then that's what I'm
for
saying.
Merch
so
sellers, but AJ is, so there's no way there's no way.
So he has to get, so that's what I'm saying. So then he would have to go heel. So you're expecting if Gallus and Anderson team up with him, then you see a true Reigns heel turn Sunday night.
Well, there's also the possibility of Rollins showing up. He's medically cleared.
Yeah.
It could be Rollins controlling Anderson and Gallows, and he could get a Rollins AJ feud, which would be amazing.
Yep.
I mean, there's a million ways they could go that make sense that wouldn't be annoying. I'm just hoping it doesn't go with the very obvious, like Roman hired, and then they ruin what could be Bulletproof, Bullet Club, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
When your Hartford, Connecticut audience is chanting Bullet Club, more people than you think are aware of that faction.
Oh,
and
if they really
don't capitalize on it, they're stupid. Because this could be the DX, the NWO of this generation as far as merch sales and that cool factor of not having to be the wrestling nerd fan. I was pointing at Jay there. To actually like be a wrestling fan. Because you remember back in the 90s when the NWO and DX were huge, there wasn't so much shame pushed upon you to be a wrestling fan.
No, you're right.
Because they
were like rock stars.
Yeah.
So and we all know in Japan those guys were rock stars,
bigger than rock stars.
And anywhere they went, they were treated like that. So I really think that come back and it could give a resurgence to the WWE and all the other things that are playing right now. that's the way to go. If you're smart, you put the Bullet Club or whatever the hell you're going to call it back together. You bring these guys up. Listen, we all know eventually some of those other guys may come over. You know what I mean? And besides, what's his name? I don't think he's ever coming. Who's the one running it now over there? He's ROH. He's
Kenny
ROH.
Omega.
Yeah.
Omega. Yeah, Kenny was already with WWE, says he's never coming back. Right. And frankly, based on his attitude, I wouldn't want him
back.
But
you know what? He's not that great. I mean, he's all right.
He's good for a guy his size. Yeah. If he were to come in and participate in the Cruiserweight Series, I could see him being successful.
Right.
But there's no way he's on the same level as AJ.
No.
Or Balor before him.
Right.
Yeah. I do think it's funny that the current Bullet Club trying to go against New Day and the bickering back and forth. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Anyway. You just can't. My fear is Reigns, Gallus, and Anderson. Right. I just do not want to see that.
Does Reigns retain or is AJ pulled?
100%
retains.
Okay. All right. So that's Payback. Now we're going to get into the draft.
Wait.
Oh, what? What
the
do we
got biggest
now?
Thing about Payback,
what?
Man.
Who gives a shit?
Who does Vince McMahon choose which seed gets the rights to Monday Night Raw?
Here's why I don't think it's a big deal. Because
dare you?
I don't.
Wait. They pay attention to storylines so much. This is a huge choice by Vince. They care about their storylines and seeing it through. Whoever he picks,
whatever,
will decide the fate of the company.
You take this stuff way too
seriously.
Dude,
you know I'm being sarcastic right now. This is the guy who writes stuff. Well, that's true. Write stuff. And I love it how I start talking. You two effers get on your phones. But anyway,
I'm getting the clock out.
No. What I'm saying is that I really don't give a shit about this.
No.
Because what they did at Mania.
Well,
then putting Shane right on Raw the next night.
It's so obvious they're doing the brand split, which is why we're doing the stupid draft.
Yeah. Shane's going to take Raw. Steph's going to take SmackDown. There you go. Done.
Probably, yeah.
All right, let's get into the draft. Are you good now? Can we move forward?
I'm just giving the listeners the full card.
All right, so check it out.
Man.
We're going to bang this out in less than 20.
What?
Oh, yeah. 10 picks, 10 seconds a pick.
And then, I'll bust your balls for a minute. Anyway, I'm just kidding. All right, so who's Jay? You're up.
All right, this is the most difficult choice for me.
First and foremost, are you taking Raw or are you taking SmackDown? Are you taking the live show or are you taking the pre-recorded show?
I am going to take Monday Night Raw.
All right. So Dixon is now the SmackDown GM. Jay Veals.
That's my initials, too. SD.
That's right. SD. And then you are the Raw GM at this point in time. All right. 10 seconds on the clock. Pick number one. Number one draft pick for Raw is?
Drum roll.
I can't do
it. This was tough. Between two guys, I'm going to go with Kevin Owens as my number one pick.
Really?
Yep. Wow. I think he's the best on the mic.
Okay.
On the roster. He can do amazing things in the ring. He sells and tells a story like no one else. And you haven't seen the best of him yet. And the amount of the different style matchups that potentially he could have are what I'm excited about. So Owens is my number one choice.
Kevin Owens going number one to Raw with Jay Veals. All right. Dixon is on the clock. Number one pick for SmackDown.
Brock Lesnar,
the beast.
It's a business, and you need money, and you need a guy that can cross over into the reality of the fact that he was a UFC champion, he's a legitimate fighter, and anybody you put him against instantly gets lifted a level.
And he has one of the best managers and mic guys of all time.
Exactly.
All right, pick number two, going back to Raw.
This is awesome.
I'm
happy that I'm getting him.
Seth Rollins.
I thought you were going to go with either Owens or Rollins, so that's why I picked Owens first. Brock was in my top five, but for me,
two former ROH guys. All right. Yeah. No, interesting.
One's been a champ. Rollins is awesome.
Okay. All right. Going back to my man Dixon. 10 seconds on the clock. Pick number two for SmackDown.
AJ Styles.
Damn it.
AJ Styles. And I'll be honest with you. I like what he's doing. I wish they would give him more mic time, though.
I agree. And my reason for picking him is the same as Lesnar. It's a money situation. With AJ
well
on your roster,
yep.
You now have Japanese people that are going to buy the network, mm-hmm. tune into SmackDown, all eyes are on you.
How this is breaking down, right?
You're picking...
I'm
picking all the guys that I want to see wrestle each other.
No, but see, that's the thing. You are the in-ring wrestler guy. I pay attention to... 50% of the shit that you see in the ring. To me, it's, are you a good character, and can you
carry
a good storyline? Yes. Well, hello.
Well, if I can't see the
Kevin Owens would be my number one pick then, if that was the case.
He's got nice shorts, though. All right, so pick number three for Veals. Go.
I'm going to switch up the order that I already have written down. I'm going to go with number three, Sami Zayn.
Wow, breaking the order. Putting a feud together right off the top.
I think he can be a huge face.
Raw's going to be nothing but mid-card guys.
love what him and KO can do. So Sami Zayn. Mid-card guy. That's pretty much the entire roster.
Oh, wow. All right, going back to Dixon.
Wait, what do you get? Wait, real quick. What? Brock, you're talking about all this stuff. He's only going to show up like one SmackDown per quarter.
With the brand split, though, there's more money and less activity, so he'll be around more.
It's still the same overhead and umbrella.
Because if you take the dates and you split them in half, and you're not expecting him to potentially do TV twice a week, your dates even out to the point where he's on TV way more. And you got to understand, dude, think back to when we were kids. How often did you see the top guy on TV?
Never.
You never saw Hogan wrestle on TV.
You usually saw him do a promo. Yeah, it was a promo. All right, going pick number three. Back
Cesaro.
To Dixon.
That's who I
had. Didn't even get the clock started there. Yeah.
That's who I changed.
No need, man. The most underrated guy of the last 5 years, a dude that can stand toe-to-toe with Lesnar or have an athletic match with AJ.
Yeah.
A dude that's just coming into his own personality-wise. I think he's an A-list guy by SummerSlam.
All right. So you got number one overall, of course, being Kevin Owens, Rollins, and who's your last pick?
Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn.
That's who I had. Right. I had Cesaro.
He literally has a list in front of him, folks, with picks, and you went against your own list.
I did.
Oh, do you? Okay, yeah. You guys got it.
I had Cesaro ranked ahead, but I just think I'm not really feeling the Cesaro character right now.
All right.
But he hasn't been able to find himself.
I think it's good.
He's my favorite in-ring wrestler.
But understand, as the GM, you can take these guys and do what you want with them. Because next week we're going to discuss what we did with our roster.
That's why I have my top 10.
All right, pick number four, Jay.
Four. Rusev. I love the big man.
League of
can be Budios. Monster heel, valet. He's slimming down. I think he can be either really funny heel or a really.
He almost sounds like he's trying to sell himself right now, doesn't it?
It almost sounds like he's constipated.
Who, me or Rusev?
You, Rusev.
Oh, Rusev sounds like he's constipated? Yeah, it might be. Who knows? It's all that Bulgarian. What is he, Bulgarian?
More fiber.
Is he Bulgarian? Russian?
He's the Bulgarian.
But he speaks Russian.
Is he Samoan? No.
And
I don't know what he is. He's not Bulgarian.
No. Well, he came from Knox, so he came from the West Coast, I believe. All right, well, there you go, Rusev.
And that brings Alana to the roster.
She can be a complete and utter pariah to your roster.
Yep.
I'm going to go with a little something different off this one because it's a dude that I think
Five seconds.
We're going to go Big E.
All right, Big E. There you go.
Strictly because I feel like he never got the real shot as a solo individual guy. And as much as I love the New Day, when I've got guys like Lesnar and Cesaro for him to square off with, I think it makes Big E
very advantageous. Let me ask you a question. How do you break up the New Day right now?
Oof. I think you've got to involve a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you got to have Kofi and Xavier go back and forth over the girl, and Big E just be goofy Big E and be like, yo, y'all can have the girl. I'm leaving.
All right. There you go. Pick number
five. We already know what that storyline is going
to
be like for him.
On SmackDown. What do you got, buddy?
I am going with Here Comes the Money! Shane McMahon.
Are you
as an active wrestler.
As an active wrestler?
As part of Raw, he can come out. He could be the GM. Oh, he can wrestle. He can do a spot.
You just wasted a pick because you're the GM.
Yeah.
No, I'm the owner of Raw. GM, I can make whoever.
Oh, so now you're just making up rules as we go along?
Nah, I'm Vince. I'm Vince. I'm Vince of
Raw. Wow, you hear this over
here? I'm Vince of mother effing Raw. Yeah, that's how I roll. So I can pick as a GM. But yeah, if he can do one match. If he does a SummerSlam and a Mania and something at the Rumble, dude, people will be tuning in, and he gets one of the biggest pops.
Ten each.
Okay. All right, pick number five. I'm not even gonna. You know what? I don't have time for that to roast him on this one. That's just dumbest pick I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Going to number five for you,
Alberto Del Rio.
Alberto Del Rio, which I think is the most underutilized guy on the roster right now.
Best shape of his life. Yep. Looks good. Super pro. MMA background. A dream match for me is Del Rio and Lesnar.
But Del Rio needs a manager.
Yes.
Desperately, because he can't talk about
or at the very least, that dude with the water bucket in the towel. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily have to be a manager. It just has to be something subservient to him, a la Virgil with Ted DiBiase.
Yes.
Best 10 on the roster. Didn't even make my top 21.
Oh, wow.
He just doesn't do it for me. He's great.
But you just picked Shane McMahon.
Yeah,
because Shane McMahon gets pop. Shane McMahon gets eyeball. Shane McMahon is a spectacle. He is just as much a Brock Lesnar, minus the athleticism.
Shane. I wouldn't fight Brock.
You know what I mean. We're talking about booking and getting excitement around a match. Del Rio has not been able to make an impact on...
But understand that we're picking guys, and then next week we unveil the storylines with our top 10 guys. So it doesn't necessarily have to do with what's going on right now. It's the athleticism.
Because there ain't no supplemental draft. We ain't picking up the rest of the roster.
Absolutely, but here's the thing. You could write some guys, you could write the best storyline possible for them.
We'll see.
The audience doesn't connect, they don't connect.
All right,
but we'll think about back when ADR did connect. What's your sixth pick?
Pick number six.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Six? Oh, shoot. I'm going with Sasha Banks. I am the voice of the women's wrestling on this podcast. So I'm going with Sasha.
Well, you're making this super easy.
I should really. There's going to be a cricket noise I'm putting in here.
Let's
go. I can't. You're not even leaving me anything to make fun of you on because this is just.
You're
gonna
make fun of me.
I'm
picking arguably the best female roster.
Who's she gonna fight? Sami Zayn. We're gonna ever fight Shane McMahon next week. So all this says to me right now is that you've got another girl to pick, which means I've got an even better slot in mind because you can't have Sasha Banks on your roster without picking another girl. And you know there's no girls on my roster because they suck.
Yeah.
Bingo.
All right, here we go.
All right, my sixth pick
go ahead.
Is going to be Kalisto.
Kalisto, all right.
For the fact that we being on SmackDown and it being a taped show, I can do more with that dude because potentially down the road I could have him do some more extreme things. And if he jacks it up, I can edit it out and have him do it again.
True story. All right, pick number seven, going back to Jay.
Yeah, you take your little Kalisto out there for the pre-show with your Rybacks. I'll take my big pop with Sasha any day. I am going with...
Time's up! Time's up!
Now we're doing
time's
the time.
Up.
I am going with...
10 seconds!
Suck it, dude. I am going with...
Look how mad he's getting.
Don't you mess with
my pink shirt!
Your pick don't even count!
It does. I am going with Apollo Crews.
The pick doesn't count.
He can have it.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Listen, you,
Apollo
just
will look great next to Sasha Banks.
We're giving a lead in.
You don't need a lead in. You make the pick, then you talk.
Oh, right. Is that the... Okay, sorry. Yeah.
All right.
I'll make sure I change that.
10 seconds, will you pick number seven?
Yep.
All right, here you go.
I'm going to go with Dolph Ziggler because I need somebody that can go in there and work with these other guys and be on his back.
You need a jobber.
And somebody that the audience will believe it could potentially
Sasha
win.
Sasha Banks could job to every guy on his roster.
True enough.
Literally
some kind
job.
Of job.
All right, number eight.
Who's your eighth pick, brother?
I am going with... hold on. I'm going to go with Neville coming back.
What the hell is going on right now?
So then, here, can I talk now and say why I'm picking
sure
Neville?
Yeah, sure you can. Go ahead.
Just picking him. I think I...
All the goddamn guys in the roster? And I'm just going to pick him.
I like Neville.
All the guys.
Him and Apollo Crews, man. I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now. So,
all right, Dixon.
My next pick
go ahead.
Is the dude that I genuinely see being a breakout star in the same vein as Stone Cold down the road, and it's Carl Anderson. He doesn't need Doc Gallows.
Wow.
He doesn't need anybody. This is a dude that if given the opportunity and booked properly outside of the Bullet Club thing, outside of being in a tag team, he's got an intensity, he's got the right size, and he's a dude that I think 5 years from now we're all going to look back and be like, oh my God, that was that dude from the Bullet Club.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a sideways pick. All right. All right. All right, pick number nine there, Mr. Veals.
Charlotte.
Oh, there it is. We knew that was coming, right? Not that I think that that's a bad pick.
Because you get Ric Flair, Charlotte, Sasha, epic feud.
Cocaine in the dressing room. Fantastic pick, Jay. My ninth pick.
Wait. You're talking about selling merch and everything, and now you're going to be, I don't know what they do in the dressing room.
Have you seen any footage of Ric Flair ever?
Yeah, but...
And you can't tell that he loves cocaine.
But if he does coke or he goes out and gets drunk, how is that affecting what his daughter does in the ring?
You see how red his body is? Like,
yeah. You've now got Lana, the coke addict Ric Flair, two broken guys, and a GM in your locker room.
Hey, man, I've handled bigger personalities, so I've got no problem with that whatsoever.
I don't
think
it's about handling personalities. I just don't think
I don't
can
see your matchups, brother.
Anyway, pick number nine. Go
ahead. He is known as Fandango, but I am actually going to draft a gentleman by the name of Johnny Curtis and let him wrestle under the name of Johnny Curtis.
No more stupid dancing?
Correct. One of the most singularly talented dudes on the roster, handcuffed with a terrible gimmick.
This is a dude, why they won't let it go, I don't understand.
Because it sells iTunes records. That's seriously what it is. It's because every time he's on TV, it pops like 1,500 sales on iTunes. But this is a dude that is every bit the worker that Ziggler is and has a far better upside because he hasn't been injured as much as Ziggler. Mm-hmm. Who's your last pick, Jay?
My last pick. I was honorable mention, not the pick. Sandow, love him. Can't put him in the top 10, but I would love him on my roster. But the number 10 pick, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw. There's your Brock Lesnar.
Him and Shane can hang out.
What is going on? You're basically fanboyed your whole roster. You fanboyed roster.
What is the difference between me and him with Brock? I'll get The Rock. I have a personal relationship with The Rock.
Oh, here we
so
go.
I can
the
get
difference is
I
this.
Can get Dwayne to commit no, to more than just one appearance. Carl Anderson 5 years down the road.
But listen, the difference is the dude's almost 50. Shane's 50. What are you going to do with them?
So I have Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn,
Mid-Carter. All mid-Carters.
Okay, so
besides Rollins?
The last 3 weeks, we have been talking about how all these guys are getting opportunity to go up. So who does he have on besides Brock on his roster right now that is not a mid-carder?
AJ's in the main event of the next pay-per-view.
That takes Seth Rollins.
Who's your
Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens will be it. And the only reason he's not now is because of Vince or whoever is running Raw. But Kevin Owens, we all agree.
He is a main pick. Now he's saying that. Anyway, 10th pick for Dixon. Go ahead, man.
Luke Harper.
I knew that was coming. Yeah,
I thought he was going to be your number
one. Well, here's the thing is, no. I mean, Brody's my boy and whatnot, but with him with the injury right now, it scares me a little bit as to whether he's, you know, going to be the same
guy coming back. Right.
But by the same token, I look at all the dudes I have on my list above him, and I think he pulls off a fantastic match with every single one of them, including the tiny little midget known as Kalisto.
Which we've seen that.
Yeah. So let's see how this matches up next. We obviously know that you've got your girls match, and you're going to steal my dream match from earlier in the night of Neville and Apollo.
Our dream match.
Our dream match.
We've been talking about that for weeks. If you listen to last week, we were both talking about
that. You know what's funny is no tag teams.
Yeah.
You guys didn't pick any tag teams.
It takes up two people. And then you have to pick two tag teams.
Yeah. And you've only got six spots left, and then you're basically talking about a four-match card for a two-hour TV show, and I don't really want to do a bunch of backstage vignettes. See, my point of view, and I'll give you this, for me, is taking the high point of ECW, which for me was when they first hit TNN, mm-hmm. when they were firing on all cylinders, and it wasn't about the violence for the sake of violence. It was good wrestling the way Ring of Honor mm-hmm. is good wrestling, but with a higher production value. And I want to curb that and actually infuse some of the old Bill Watts Mid-South style into it, where it's heavy-hitting, somewhat real, physical contests, and everything gets left and settled in the ring.
All right, so here's what I'll give you. Next week, all right, so you'll have your thing. I'll give you two extra roster spots apiece.
All right.
That you can pull, okay, anybody you want.
Right now? We picked?
No, not right now. Uh-huh. Have them for next week. And so I would say have four, so that way you don't cross. Not that I think you will, because this is completely opposite.
Let's just pick now. Why wait? Pick now, and then we can because do the whole storyline.
I can go two more.
All right, so let's go two more. We'll go two more. Give me 11. Go ahead, Jay.
Bo Dallas.
Well, if you're going to take Bo, I'll take his brother Bray.
There you go.
I mean, ooh, you might as well go with the guy that actually has won on TV this year.
Go ahead, give me another one.
Here's the reason why I didn't go with Bray. Just not a big fan. Boring. Same reason why I'll never pick Ambrose. Same reason why I'm not picking Reigns. I'm just not a fan of theirs. They're boring to me. Their characters, they're pushed.
I think they screwed. I think they screwed the whole Wyatt's versus Shield thing. And once they did that, I think that they kind of screwed all of those guys up.
And it's saying something, even though I picked Bo, which I'm not, I just like.
The dude can work.
I love him on the mic. Third generation guy. Yeah. But you pick Luke Harper over Bray. I picked Bo over Bray. So we're both saying with different guys that Bray didn't make our top 10. And a lot of people are going to listen and be like, no Reigns, no Ambrose, no Bray. There's reasons why we aren't picking those guys. No,
I think everybody feels the same way. All right, give me your 12th.
I mean, I mentioned him earlier. I love Xavier Woods, but I'll go with Damian Sandow. He's one of my – I have no idea what I would do with him. He can do anything. Yeah. He can work with anybody. He can do anything on the mic.
It's not a terrible pick.
Whatever they give him, he's successful at. Crowd loves him.
And then they crush him.
Yeah.
But all right, I'm running it, so it'll be different.
I'm going to go Miz. I need a natural heel.
Yeah. There you go.
I was thinking Miz. I like that pick.
All right, so put your card together, your initial card together for next week.
Yep.
All right.
And there we go.
There it is.
One quick question.
Yeah, go ahead. Real quick.
You have to go pee?
Oh, of course I got to
pee. Jeez, I'm crow. It's like every 45 minutes. No. We will be doing this. You guys are each going to watch the 5 episodes of WWE Camp, and we are going to talk about it.
Camp, what do you mean camp?
That cartoon?
Nope.
That adult cartoon? It's on after the pay-per-view.
Another show?
This is what I want to do. I pitched to Dixon.
Okay.
This isn't quick.
We are watching, what is it called, Countdown? The Dolph Ziggler cheesy-ass terrorism at a WWE event. We're watching that movie, and we're going to talk about it.
All right. As long as I can go pee now.
Yeah, we're done.
All right.
All right, my friends.
Bye, everyone.
Ending the B show with the draft.
Oh, it is.
And we'll be back next week. Of course, talk Payback, Monday Night Raw. We'll get some ROH, some TNA in there.
We're going to have Facebook, Twitter popping soon.
We are?
Yeah, you just got to send me the logo. Have Facebook, Twitter, follow us, all of that good stuff.
Yeah, we'll get that up.
And we'll get all that up, and we'll go. Because we want to hear comments from everybody about the draft and where we go with this.
There it is. Deuces.
Peace.